John, Clarence, and Leonard are in the studio, and we're going back to the telephones and talk to Charles. Thank you for waiting. You're on 84 WHAS.
I'm looking for a copy of Mary's Little Boy Child, and I think it came out either in the 50s or 60s.
Oh, we're thinking Harry Belafonte's version. It was a big hit.
I'm not sure if that's him or not. I've looked for seen different people. It's a calypso or a reggae type.
Well, that sounds like Harry Belafonte.
It is Harry. Yeah, it's Harry Belafonte.
He had a big version of it back in the late 50s.
Maybe that is it then.
Is that still available?
Yes.
Clarence?
Yeah, most of his stuff is on RCA.
Yes.
I guess it should be available.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
May find that on the greatest hit CD.
And are you looking for the 45 or the disc or what?
I'd rather have tape.
A tape?
Cassette tape.
Yes, that's available.
Okay, then. We've hunted all over there, and we can't seem to find the right artist.
Well, if I was doing a commercial, I'd tell you to go look at C's Records, because Clarence is he's the owner-operator here, and he says he's
in the phone book, right?
And he is in the phone book.
Yes, I am.
And he says he's got... Oh, Clarence, it's Christmas. Give me your phone number here if the gentleman wants to...
Yes, I'm be reached at 447-1808. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good news is that Clarence got a commercial here in Louisville. The bad news is a caller is calling from Philadelphia.
That's right.
Oh, was it?
But he does, I don't know.
He does plenty of mail order business,
yes,
too.
I do.
Keep them cards and letters coming, boys. David, 84 WHAS, good evening.
Yeah, I'm probably asking about something that's widely available where you just haven't seen it. And that is a collection of songs from Elvis that are just country in nature. A country Elvis.
Boy, are there ever a ton of Elvis collections available?
Yes.
They keep releasing them. It seems like it's monthly.
But I'd like to see the ones that are without the rock and roll sound.
There is a tape, and it's an abbreviated CD, but the tape is longer. It's called Elvis Country. The subtitle is I Was Born 10,000 Years Ago, and it's all country music and bluegrass.
And bluegrass.
Yes.
I mean, would he have things on there like Kentucky Rain, Suspicious Minds?
No, he would have things like Little Cabin on the Hill and Snowbird.
True country.
That is real country.
I mean, you don't have what people would call modern country Elvis.
Let me ask you this.
He was dead before it got modern, though.
Yeah. Well, no.
If you're talking about cuts like Suspicious Minds, they are available.
Oh, yes, those are available.
Let me ask you this, David. What would be, in your mind, too rock? Is Jailhouse Rock?
I mean, Jailhouse Rock, a Hound Dog. I wouldn't want any of that. You know, the Elvis that was predominant, I think, between, 58 and 64, 65. But you know, the Honky Tonk Angel...
Suspicious Mind, Don't Cry Daddy, The Wonder...
She Thinks I Still Care.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
There are a lot of what I would call modern country kind of songs that Elvis did that were not in the rock and roll vein, and they're not in the traditional country either.
Yes, well, that's available also. There's a series, since he's passed on, there was a whole series called 50th Anniversary, and some of the songs majority of the songs that you mentioned is on one called the Memphis sessions that he did down in at the Stax Studio, and you can, that's very available.
That's available,
right? He recorded a lot of the songs you're talking about from the late '60s
and call it the Memphis sessions.
Yes, it's called the Memphis Record, and it's a two LP or it's a double length, and it's got about 28 songs.
And they're in that vein. They're not real rock and roll.
Right? No, it's pretty country.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Lauren. You're on 84 WHAS.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you know of a collection of records or tapes that has the group Muddy Waters? You heard of them as blues.
Yes, there is a Muddy Waters box set, what they call a box set out, and it pretty much covers all of his works for the old Chess and label and Checker label and all those, and it is excellent, by the way.
Uh-huh. Where should I find that?
Well, it's a fairly new release. You can find it at just about basically all your record shops. I carry it at our record shop, but it is a fairly new release.
Okay.
All right, well, Thank you. Warren, 84 WHAS. Good evening.
Yeah, Joe. I want to ask a question. It's about a rock and roll performer. Well, I don't know if he's rock. I think he's soft rock. Whatever happened to David Gates?
David Gates.
Bread.
Yes.
We haven't heard from him lately.
I can tell you what happened to Bread. The group Bread is now a group called the Remingtons, and they're country. I don't know what it, but that's without David Gates. You know, they used to fight a lot. They couldn't get along, and apparently their fights backstage were even better than the Everly Brothers. And so they eventually broke up. And David Gates, of course, went on the solo career, and Bread went on their way for several years until just recently.
Okay.
Haven't heard. There's a good Bread. If you like David Gates and Bread, there's a pretty good comprehensive Bread collection, which even has, I think, one or two of the David Gates solo cuts.
I think
on
it's
it.
Got the Creative Title Anthology.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you.
Let's go to Libby. You're on 84 WHAS.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I got a question for you. I was up in Brown County, Indiana, the other day, and I heard this great Christmas record. It was like Appalachian country type music with dulcimers and mandolins, and I didn't buy the disc, and I'm just trying to find it now. I think it was recorded at Cumberland Studios in Nashville. I think that's where it was, somewhere in Nashville. And I checked one of the record stores in town, and they didn't have it. It was like in a Christmas card. It wasn't in one of the plastic containers that most CDs come in, but it was like packaged as a Christmas card. I'm just wondering if any of your guests would have any idea where I could find something like that.
That could be a tough one.
It was beautiful music. It was real lively. And
well, on that one, I would say I can get that one for you, because that one, I do carry dulcimer music, and that particular one is, I'm trying to picture the name of it myself in my mind, but it is it is available.
There are several different artists.
Yes.
Playing. There were two different, discs.
Right, and one of the artists was Russell Cook, mm-hmm. a great dulcimer player, mm-hmm. and, I carry his music in my shop.
Now, where is your shop? Can you tell me?
It's sure. At, yeah, 5131 Dixie Highway.
And he's in the phone book. It's C's Records, and he's one of many shops who could take good care of you, but we know that he at least has the disc or has access to it.
Okay, great. Well,
yeah, the Nashville, Indianas, and the Berea, Kentuckys have an enormous amount of dulcimer music, and of course they make the Bereas, they make the dulcimers in Berea,
yeah.
And they have an enormous amount of music there for dulcimers.
It was just wonderful music, just great. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's 9:36 on 84 WHAS. Joe Elliott with Leonard Yates, John Randolph, and Clarence Lidster. We're at 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. And coming up Thursday night, the coaches' shows as we get ready for the big U of L UK game. Coach Rick Pitino between 7 and 8 with Kaywood Ledford, and Van Vance has Denny Crum between 8 and 9 to talk to you Thursday night on 84 WHAS.
The holiday season, full of festive, warm feelings and family get-togethers. But for some, for whatever reasons, the holidays bring depression. If you're subject to the blues this time of year and feel that some personal counseling can help you cope, Frager & Associates lends an understanding ear. Doctors Stan Frager and his staff of professionals can help you with a brighter outlook on yourself and those around you. Also, if you're planning a New Year's resolution to stop smoking or lose weight, Frager & Associates provide the support you need to conquer your goals. In other words, they help you help yourself to change your life, to cope with worry and stress, or work through problems in your marriage or relationship. So if the holidays are not always ho-ho-ho for you, and you need someone to talk to, pick up the phone now and call Frager & Associates, 893-6654. That's 893-6654. Frager & Associates, they're your friends, and they can help.
Hi, I'm John Madden to tell you about Chrysler Plymouth's Drive for the Gold holiday clearance. That means a donation to the 92 U.S. Olympic team and big savings to you. Up to $2,000 cash back or financing as low as 0%. Hey, what could be better?
You can get rebates and short-term APR financing on select new dealer stock. Financing is for qualified buyers through Chrysler Credit, and longer rates are offered.
Central Chrysler Plymouth in Mount Washington. Call 955-6800. Hello.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Good to see you.
How you been?
That's the celebrity greeting line.
This food is delicious.
Boy, here, have a taco.
Could you pass me the salad?
That's the delicious food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's all waiting for you at the American Red Cross Donorama 1991. This Friday from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., your table is waiting at the Executive West Hotel for Donorama 91. You'll meet local celebrities, have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, compliments of the Kentucky Chefs Association, and listen to great live music from local bands. Plus, while you're donating, there'll be something for the kids to do in the Kids Corner. The goal of this year's Donorama is to bring in 1,500 pints of blood. With your help, it can happen. Stop by the Executive West Hotel this Friday from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. for Donorama 91. Your table is waiting. Sponsored by the American Red Cross and 84 WHAS.
It's the Joe Elliott Show on 84 WHAS, 571-8484, and toll-free, 800-444-8484, if you'd like to jump on board and join us. Let's go talk to Art. Thank you for waiting, and you're on 84 WHAS.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hey, Arthur Olson.
Yes, how you doing, guy?
Fine, fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Mildly famous Arthur calling.
need we say more? John,
no.
put on your thinking cap this year, my friend. Need
okay.
to ask you a question.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Who do you pick to win some of the Grammys for this
Good
year?
Question. Good question. Now, my next question is, who's running?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Grammys in what field?
Country.
No, Garth Brooks. Okay. And
in a walk, huh?
Yeah, in a walk. Yeah.
What about pop?
Michael Bolton.
Female?
No, I'm a male.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I knew you were a male. Because I could tell by the...
Female. That's a good question, Arthur. Well, who do you think?
I think it might be Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
hard to go wrong.
All the panelists here are shaking their heads. Yeah. Probably so. Yeah.
What about Record of the Year?
Shameless, Garth Brooks.
What about it, Leonard? Record of the Year?
What about the Pop Record of the Year?
Hold on for a second. What about Record of the Year, Leonard? What do you think?
I really, right now, Joe, I don't know if I've got to finish so many out there. It's a tough decision. I would think Garth Brooks is generating a lot of play, but you're thinking pop, that's a little tougher. Maybe Michael Bolton, but...
Clarence, what do you think?
Yes, out of the cold. It's going to be hard to top Garth, but there's a couple more out there, and Mariah Carey's got one. And it escapes my mind.
My Record of the Year is Walking in Memphis, but I don't think it's anybody else's.
That's a nice song.
One more
song.
Quick question, if I
sure.
may, please. John, when are we going to hear you on the air again with the post-Derby party show?
I don't think they have that anymore. In fact, I know they don't, since we've been through two or three Derbies now and haven't had that. They have another program on here at the radio station.
Is there any way that we could throw that suggestion into the hat?
You might drop a letter to the radio station and see what happens here.
Okay, then.
I just answer the phone and say, yeah, I'll be there.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to be there, then I'll be here on this end with them.
Arthur calls every time we're on, Joe. I don't know if you remember that. Arthur's from Evansville, Indiana. He used to live here in town and used to work on Sunday mornings over at Wacky. So it's always good to hear from a pal, Arthur.
All right, it's good to hear from you tonight.
Thank you, and thank you, John. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Arthur.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Bill. You're on 84 WHAS.
Yeah, coming home this evening, I heard a gentleman looking for the pre-recorded tapes for his telephone answering machine.
Right.
There's a store in the Galleria that sells telephones that has some of the pre-recorded tapes. I don't know that I'd call them funny, but they are pre-recorded.
Okay. I didn't think they were that great either. I wasn't real excited about them, but...
Well, I just thought if he's still listening, he may want to go down there.
That's a good idea. Thank you for bringing that to our attention here.
All right. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Some of the ones that I've heard, some of them are pretty good, and then some of them were where they would do imitations of the more famous voices. I thought were pretty... pretty grim in some cases. Well, let me ask you guys about something before we go back to the telephones here. What is this about Garth Brooks? Now, I know Garth Brooks is a fine talent and all of this, but I don't think anybody in their wildest dreams would have ever guessed that Garth Brooks was going to take off like a skyrocket like he had. What is the magic of Garth Brooks?
Probably a time and a place and the material and the record label and a combination of that. Several years ago, about 11 years ago, I lived in Tulsa, which is where Garth Brooks is from. Garth Brooks' mother recorded on the same label that he does, Capitol. And I had never heard of Garth Brooks in Tulsa, 3 years ago down in Danville, we had a box of Garth Brooks albums to give away at the Boyle County Fair, and we couldn't give them away. People say, who is that? And all of a sudden, it's like anything else, Joe. It's just the timing is there, and the look is there, and it's a magic. I don't think there's any one particular thing.
He's just on fire, isn't he?
He's just on fire, and he took this Billy Joel song, Shameless, and that's not his latest, but his last big hit.
Joe, let me chip in. I think he's got production and material, two essentials you've just got to have hits. But he also got the benefit of the reporting changing to Billboard Magazine, where they're now doing this by computer in a lot of the stores. And so country acts that were not getting recognition, and probably they deserved to get it, but were not. Stores tend to report The Rock, and certain acts tended to get reported and probably over-reported. Many, many stores are now using a computer-generated reporting system where they take the barcode and scan it. And so his albums are being reported, of course, in the great sales numbers, which is getting him very high on the pop charts, which would have been unheard of just a couple of years ago in the business. They would have been only kept on the country charts. And that has really helped him. So the timing was great. He's got great music and a great sense of timing. He's right, John.
Well, what he also does, every song he has sounds different from the last one.
Right.
He would have almost a novelty song. I've got friends in low places.
Right.
And then he would go into a ballad. A very tender ballad. Then go back into something a little heavier, country sound. Now he had the Shameless, which was bordered on rock, took a Billy Joel song. And now the song he has out now is more of a ballad, more of a country sound.
Well, so, the controversial video this year as well.
Yes. That didn't
Thunder
hurt.
Rose,
that sure didn't hurt.
Well, boy, he's doing something right. You think there's a lot of this? Can we give a lot of credit to the record company for this?
Probably not. I would say personally no. But that's really one for Clarence to answer. The record label, that's a tough one. This particular label.
Well, I might be going out on a limb, but I would say no, because a record label will just put out the product. They don't have as much input as a lot of people think they do. I think it's like Randy Travis when he was hot. You got the right people pulling the right strings, and just like they were relating to here, there's no comparisons between If Tomorrow Never Comes and Shameless. He has a different range, and you've got to have that. If you sound monotone or sound the same all the way through three or four albums, it gets old with the people.
Bernie, 84 WHAS, good evening.
Yeah, Joe, I just wonder if anyone on your panel could give me an idea whether this double record set that I've got has got any exceptional value, or if they don't want to give me that, if they could tell me who I might talk to in Louisville.
Okay.
I'll give you an idea. It's the Tommy Dorsey double record set with Sinatra and Bunny Berrigan and...
Columbia?
It started October 24 of 1940 and went through July 26th of 42. And it's still, the two records are still in the original box, and they're in the original, like, wax paper covers. And it's got the storyline, four-page storyline, and then the breakdown of what each cut is that's on there. And then they're just, like, brand new.
We're going to defer to Clarence here.
Okay, is it RCA Bluebird series?
It is a RCA Victor LPM 6003.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get my matrix mind going here on these numbers. I would say, well, first of all, big bands, music, there's always a value to original pressings.
Uh-huh.
It's a 1960 album, basically.
Okay, I start to say late 50s, early 60s. But what you got to remember is right now a lot of people are not into collecting original pressings. These songs that you mentioned were all done in the 40s.
Right.
And RCA has got out excellent series on their big band, including the complete Frank Sinatra and Dorsey series.
Okay.
So what you got to remember is you might have something that might be rare to certain individuals, but as far as the music, it's available, so...
Right. The album you've got is actually a reissue.
Right.
Okay. I figured that it was probably newer than the 40s, what this thing said, because of the condition and everything of the records. It also has a Sinatra's Farewell to the Band and the Introduction of Dick Hames is on the same thing. It's got a lot of interesting cuts on it.
Was that before he was on Columbia? Or was he on RCA before Columbia?
Well, he was with the right. Dorsey Band.
Right, the Dorsey Band
was RCA. Then Sinatra went to Columbia. Okay.
Any right. idea that on the
thing is Tommy Dorsey.
Any idea, Clarence, care to guess at all what the thing might be worth? Are we talking just a couple of bucks, or are we talking more than that?
In my market, I don't have a guidebook for big bands, but I would say that you're probably looking at tops $10, $15.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Let me go to Doris. You're on 84 WHAS.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you a question. This might not pertain to your show, I don't know, and I know it'd be before your time. But my husband is crazy about Beatrice Kay, and I have looked everywhere to find something by her, and I just wondered if you would know of any place I could find something.
Beatrice Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. It's before my time. I thought I was older than dirt. I guess Beatrice Kay is. I don't know.
Sydney, Beatrice Kay come across.
Going through the charts here.
I'm not coming across.
Not right coming now. Across.
Beatrice Kay.
There's... Wait a minute. Hold it. Time out.
We're coming up on it. 1990s review.
Leonard may have a Beatrice Kay.
We've been checking some information. We have a number of different chart books here. We have one that charted records back between the late 1800s and the mid-1950s, and then one that goes from the mid-50s on to today. Beatrice Kay only shows one charted record in that era back to 1949, a song called I've Been Waiting for Your Phone Call for 18 Years. Now, made number 21 back in 1949. Now, she may have done some other things in other markets, but as far as pop hit records, going back to 1890, she really only had that one that ever charted. So I would think the odds of finding a package on her would be very slim.
Very, very slim.
Somebody missed a good opportunity for a country record. I've been waiting for your phone call for 18 years.
Right.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Sorry we couldn't help. 10 before 10 from 84 WHAS. 571-8484 is our telephone number if you'd like to join us tonight. Talking a little music and having some fun with Leonard Yates, Johnny Randolph, and Clarence Lister. And we'll come back and do some more in just a couple of minutes here. Playback 91 brings you the music and the events of 1991. We've got it for you on the air Sunday afternoon between 1 and 6 on 84 WHAS. Chuck Taylor's Color Radar forecast from the Weather Center. Mostly clear, cold, and 28 overnight tonight. Then for tomorrow, fair, mild, and up to around 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 30. And for Friday, becoming mostly cloudy with daytime highs around 47. 37 in Louisville from 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
University Psychiatric Services is now seeking persons to participate in programs that are geared to evaluate the effectiveness of new medications for the treatment of anxiety. Anyone who's experiencing excessive worry, difficulty with concentrating, and or restlessness with the feeling of always being keyed up and on edge are encouraged to call 588-1947. University Psychiatric Services also has a program designed to study the effectiveness of a new medication for obsessions and compulsions. Persons who find it increasingly necessary to check and recheck specific details, feel the need for repeated washing and cleaning, or repeated counting, or intrusive disturbing thoughts are also needed. Volunteers who qualify will receive free psychiatric evaluations, physical exams, laboratory tests, and EKGs, and also free medication. For more information, and if you'd like help, call 588-1947. That number is 588-1947, so give them a call.
There's something special in everything you do. You've got the stuff that dreams are made of, and your own way of making them come true.
We've got the spirit, giving it all we've got. Working together, Kentucky and us, News Channel, HAS and you. We're Kentucky and us, News Channel, HAS 11 and you.
From Kentuckiana's News Channel, WHAS 11.
Friday night.
WHAS.
Try Wednesday night, but we'll be here Friday night. We'll do some open line conversation coming up. In fact, we'll do some top stories of the year on Friday night from 84 WHAS. Let's go back to the telephones and talk to Craig. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello there.
In a late chair?
Leonard Yates is right here.
Right here.
Leonard, I got a couple questions for you. Did you play country or rock and roll still?
Well, I play mostly rock and roll pop. It's mostly what I'm interested in, but I do have some knowledge about some country music.
Well, everybody I know went to country, like Coyote and Bob Moody. Yeah.
Oh, other people in radio, right. Yeah. I'm with you, right.
I was hoping Bob Moody would come back to town.
Well, Bob's a good person. I believe he's still in Baltimore, though, last time.
Yeah, I talked to Coyote about that. Coyote's doing good.
Yeah, I think Bob is... Bob still comes back to visit. He's got some family ties here. And still comes back to visit once in a while, and I think is doing very well.
What is Bill Bailey doing now?
Well, Bill is down in Lexington now.
He's down in Lexington?
Still in Lexington.
I remember listening to him on TMT.
Yeah, he was over there for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all have a nice Christmas?
It was really very nice.
Thank you.
Very
nice.
I had a nice Christmas. Good. Y'all have a happy new year. Okay?
Well, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Greg.
John, you're on 84 WHAS.
Yes, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I was in World War II, and we came up on a German bunker in France with two records, one by Bing Crosby and one by Kay Armon. Are there any tapes by Kay Armon?
What about it there, Leonard, Mr. Reference Man?
Well, Kay Armon did have a few charted things, as I recall. I mean, I have to, she's a little out of my normal field here. I'll have to check that one.
If anybody had a hit, though, Leonard can track it down.
That's right. I mean, if he can find Kay,
she had the one in the New Era called Ha 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 right in the 50s. It was a minor chart record, but she did have some top 10 records back in the 40s, one called The Dreamer, one called How Sweet You Are. Later tonight, in Cuddle Up a Little Closer, Lovey Mine made it the top 20 back all in 1943. Then she had some minor chart success again in the 1950s.
Any Kay Armon stuff out there now, Clarence, that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you remember the title of the song you found in the bunker? Now you've got us curious.
No, that's been almost 50 years.
Uh-huh.
But she could sing. She used to be on WSM in Nashville, Tennessee.
Is that right?
When we were stationed at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. She'd come on in the evenings at 6 o'clock. She has a great voice.
Well, John, I appreciate you calling tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Morgan. You're on 84 WHAS.
Okay, I've got a bunch of old 78s, and I was wondering, should I just keep them around, or would they have any use in the future? And they're big-time artists like Elvis. I got an Elvis 78, Perry Como, and like Doris Day, and Bing Crosby. What do you think I should do with them? Just keep them?
Yes, I do. I think you ought to hold on to them. Right now, the market for 78s is almost at a complete all-time low. There is some out, I'd say on the East Coast, there's some people who still buy 78s, but Louisville is very weak for 78s.
By and large, you've got more 78s out there chasing a market than there is market for them.
Yes.
Whenever you have that, there's not a lot of value there right now overall.
What Elvis song do you have on 78?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Heartbreak Hotel. I haven't looked at them in a long time, but...
Now, again, there could be a difference there, because if it's an RCA, there could be some interest in that. If it happened to be, which it would be, I think, on that one. If you had some Elvis on Sun on 78, there could be some collector interest in those, but it wouldn't be Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay, it may not be. I'd have to dig them out.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be Sun. It would be an RCA press on Heartbreak Hotel.
And please be careful with them. They'll break very easily.
You know, now in the radio business, I get a call probably once a month from someone will say, I have some old 78s or have some old records, and they're surprised to learn that the value is really negligible on those. Yeah, they say, I have some old 45s here. And that type of thing. They're surprised because they think there's a big market. Apparently there is not, at least for the prices.
Primary market for 78s, like you're talking, if you do have an Elvis, there could be some interest in that, but we're not talking a great value, but primarily somebody's wanting to frame it, put it on their wall, that type of thing, as opposed to actually playing it.
Okay, as far as a lot of them records not being worth too much, I do have some some friends who collect Rolling Stone records, and if you have an original copy, he'll pay up to $50 for that record just for himself. It's probably not worth that, but he wants it that bad, and that gives it value that way.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me go to Fred. You're on 84 WHAS.
Yes, enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I have two questions, if I may, please.
Yes, sir.
How about the old 45 Sun records? Would they have any value?
Depends on which artist.
Well, I believe I have one I know by Jerry Lee Lewis. I found it last night, and possibly some more. I think he sings an old Hank Williams tune.
You win again. Oh, what a great one.
Yeah.
One of the all-time, all-time.
Right.
That is.
Well, value, again... I'd like to stress this point. On any record, condition is everything. Even Elvis' own son in beat-up shape is not worth the value that the books say. So it all depends on condition. But I would hold on to them. But as far as paying off the house or anything, no. There's a minimal value to them, but not a lot.
This is a record, you can almost see through it. It's yellow in color.
Okay, what you got is a colored vinyl pressing, which was predominantly in the early 70s.
That's not as valuable. That's a reissue.
That's a reissue,
yeah. You got one more question for me, Fred?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I want you to hold that question. We'll come back after the news and pick it up, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, hold tight for me, Fred. Coming up to 10 o'clock from 84 WHAS.